Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm going to deliver the points from Khalifatul Masih's Friday sermon, delivered January 5th, 2018. Our beloved Huzur says, "The wealth spent in the way of Allah is never wasted. Allah promises to reward the sacrifice. True wealth that is saved for the future is the one spent in the way of Allah. The wealth amassed in this world is left behind for others to devour." The companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent all that they had in the way of Allah. Allah bestowed upon them the wealth of this world. The companions of the promised Messiah alayhi salam demonstrated high levels of financial sacrifice. Today, also, there are such examples. Ahmadis are still sacrificing in the way of Allah. There are many who worked hard to participate in the blessed scheme of Waqfa Jadid. There are people who went to find a job and earn some money only to give to the scheme of Waqfa Jadid. Someone explained that he was a miser in paying chanda, but when he started paying, he found an amazing increase in his income. Someone came to do bet and said that his grandfather used to say that the Imam Mehdi, alayhi salam, is to come, and for him, there will be schemes set to help him. I heard the schemes being explained on your radio, so I decided to join the Jamaat. A lady had no money. She had nothing to give. She gave a chicken that her friend offered her a few days before. A Qadim paid chanda, but gave more when he heard an address on financial sacrifice. Surprisingly, there came an increase in his income that same week. After Pakistan, the leading countries are the UK, Germany, USA, Canada, India, Australia, the Middle East, Indonesia, again Middle East, and Ghana. Canada, Nigeria, Mali, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Ghana increased their local contributions. The number of contributors grew. More than 1.6 million contributors and 200,000 new. Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Niger lead in new contributors. May Allah Almighty grant us the capacity to follow the guidance and example of our beloved Huzur, that we may be obedient servants of Khilafat. Ameen.